What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. On the WIP, oh, I said WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling?
Brother Spike, it is Football Friday, and I am feeling good.
Yeah.
Fritzy Football over there, get on board. Don't need it today. Get on board. Holla at your boy.
27-13.
Oh, wow, he's already giving his prediction?
Bang! They shouldn't even get on the freaking plane.
You know what I want people to know, because they don't always see you?
Yeah.
Every Friday before an Eagles game, Fritz wears Eagles gear.
And Monday.
And I know there is some, you know, doubt as to, you know, how much he's cheering for him. He's the only, he wears Eagles gear every Friday, every Monday.
And in my heart, too, Spike.
And in his heart.
Bleed green.
There you go. By the way. Well, no, you bleed red, but
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, 69 days till opening day.
By the way, that intro music, have you noticed still on Mondays, even though I've told Buzz not to, after it goes bomb track, Buzz turns down the music every time?
Well, Buzz
doesn't
have a feel at all.
Right.
Yeah, he's got no feel. Yeah. You got to work with what you got. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, we got a lot today on a Football Friday, as we always do. It's always jam-packed on Football Friday. Around 2:40, our guy, Nick Kostos, BetQL, is going to give you your weekend picks. Then Elliott Shore Parks will have a full injury update for us at 3 o'clock. Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast at 3:30. We got Jaws at 4. Tommy down the shore a little bit later. Our picks, the top 5 at 5. It's almost too much for one show. But we got the divisional round of the NFL playoffs with our Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Eagles-Rams. Ike, from a confidence standpoint, I know we'll wait till 5:30 for your score prediction. How confident are you feeling going into this game?
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good. Now, on the way in, you know, I got Cal Quinn basically going with the lock thing again. It's a lock. They're gonna
can't
win.
Do
Come
that.
On, dude.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily feeling that. I do believe there are legitimate reasons to sort of keep our eye on certain things, else this game could become a little more dicey. But I'm looking at the weather it's going to be Sunday, how cold it's going to be. I like the fact that it'll be a little picturesque snow out there, right? It'll be a little bit of that out there.
It'll look like football.
Yeah, man, it's going to look like football weather.
And I'm going to start crying.
And are you kidding me with the opportunity to go to the NFC Championship game? And by the way, unless the Commanders pull off a miracle Saturday night, this is the last game at the Link.
For the year.
Yes, for the year. Yes. Not blowing up the Link. Yep. Yeah.
Didn't know we needed to hit the breaking news sounder.
Yes, no, this will be the last home game.
Josh Harris has convinced the mayor.
More than likely. So that, along with, I think the Eagles, you know, it's funny. When you're a 6.5-point favorite, sometimes it's hard to find a disrespect card to play.
Yes.
Something to keep you motivated.
Yep.
But leave it to us. Leave it to our good old fan base. We'll give our guys reason to be irritated.
Well, wait till I give them
that. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. Leave it there. Believe me, I wasn't speaking about all of us.
I was speaking
about a select few. And if they're looking for something for motivation, they can take that there's a little bit of disrespect being shown to how good of a football team they are. And I think there's something that when they take the field, they're still trying to shut people up who doubt them. And that's starting with the quarterback. This is a big game for Jalen coming up. It's not only being discussed locally, nationally. They're discussing his impact on the game. And I'm not saying it's all negative in Jalen's sort of being discussed, his impact on the game. There are some that believe he's doing exactly what he needs to do to win football games. But then there are those that feel like, you know what? This may be a game that you need to step your game up. And the one thing I've learned about this kid, in these games, he usually does. He usually does. He usually does. So I'm expecting a better game from him Sunday. I'm expecting to go to Pound Town like we normally do.
There you go.
And the number one thing I expect, Spike, is that our defense will continue to be the driving force for this team. It will be the reason that we're headed to Detroit.
All right.
This defense.
So, from a confidence level, I have been worried about the Rams for like 3 months. Since before we even beat the hell out of them in November. As they got healthy, so on and so forth. And here's why, for my taste, I think the Eagles will win the game. But for me, it's a little bit closer to a coin toss, that a coin flip, than I want it to be. I think, and here's why. And here's why I've talked myself into being worried about the Rams. I think the Rams have the advantage in the head coach and quarterback category. And in the playoffs, you know, we're talking to Mayock about it. We talked to Shiel about it. Boy, you don't pick against that a lot of times. You know, most times you start with that. And I think Nick Sirianni's a great coach. And I agree with you on Jalen in big spots like this. And I'm hoping we get that sort of performance out of him. I would love it. But if you're asking me who has the advantage there, I go Rams with head coach and quarterback. The next thing is the Eagles' offense just did not play well last week. They ended up with 22 points, could have been 29 points. We all saw it with our eyes. We all felt it. It was a 16-10 game in the fourth quarter. So that's that. That wasn't good enough. What we saw last week was not good enough. Here's the other thing. That Rams front four against Minnesota looked scary. You know, look really scary. They sacked Sam Darnold 9 times. And Sam Darnold and Jalen Hurts are different players. And Jalen Hurts is much more accomplished. But they do share one specific trait together. And they both tend to hold the ball a little bit too long. And as the season has gone on, that young Rams front four has gotten better and better. The next thing is, we get a little bit of snow. And I'm not sure that is to our advantage. I read a story about the snow game in 2013. And there's a story about Kerry Williams going up to Chip Kelly and saying, hey, we should throw the ball a little bit because I can't stay with those guys. You know, the offense knows where they're going. The receivers know where they're going, and the cornerbacks don't. And I think if there's a passing game advantage, that goes to the Rams. They're more likely to throw the ball. And then finally, on Monday night, the Rams look like a team on a mission to me. Now, that could have been their highlight of the season, winning that playoff game Monday night with how the season went. But that was the last I saw of the Rams, was the Rams just putting the smackdown on a 14-3 team. And it should have been a home game for the Rams, but it wasn't really a home game for the Rams. You could hear it in the crowd, and it wasn't their home stadium. So for me, I'm closer to like 55-45 in this game. This doesn't feel like a 6.5-point game to me. Mm. So I'm not super confident Sunday Eagles-Rams. Jack, how are you feeling about the game?
It's a classic vegan mindset by you, per usual.
You are
it's
the
just
worst.
They're obviously going to destroy the Rams on Sunday. I'm actually not stressed at all. You know, the stress level next week goes up when you're playing the Lions. Most likely, it will be no stress if they play the Commanders. But
no stress.
There'll be no stress. Come on.
If Washington goes to Detroit and knock them off,
I know
you're telling me there's no stress to play Washington.
I know this team. I know this fan base. Come on. There's going to be.
Oh, I see what you're saying. There'll be no stress.
Yeah,
I got.
Yes.
You're saying yes.
I won't feel that.
Right.
And on Sunday, I just don't. Listen, I agree with Stafford and McVay. That's fine. At no other point are they good, better than the Eagles at anything.
Defensive line, they're better than the Eagles.
They had 9 sacks. Name the time the Eagles have allowed. Have they allowed 9 sacks? They have allowed 9 sacks this year. But they don't.
They have?
There's not.
Oh, you mean total?
Year.
Yes.
Remember, we talked to Jordan Mailata after the Rams game. We said, how are you feeling? And he said, beat up.
Beat up, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. The Eagles also beat them down. I got no stress. This line should be 9.5 for me. I think they're going to win by double digits.
Can I throw something in there real quick?
You can.
We might be overstating, and I'm included, because I said this the other day when the question was brought up. I think you brought it up Tuesday because we had Elliot on. We talked about the quarterback-head coach combination.
Yep.
Which would you take? That's more of a career thing.
Yes.
If you're just looking at this year, there's an argument to be made that Jalen has had a better year than Matthew Stafford.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's not as clear as head coach quarterback combination. And Jalen has the mobile aspect of his game.
Absolutely.
That Matthew Stafford does not have.
Now, one thing I think that has to be pointed out about Stafford, though, 5-1 under McVay in the postseason, 18 touchdowns, 3 picks. So he has played
pretty well
in the postseason.
Yep. That's pretty nice.
And doesn't have a great offensive line. But
pretty good numbers there.
But is pretty good at getting the ball away fast. Still has a gun. You know, he's older. I think he's 36, 37 years old. Mm-hmm. But he still looks like, he doesn't look like Matt Stafford of 10 years ago, but he still looks like a very good NFL quarterback.
So they were a wild card team when they won the Super Bowl.
Because they went to Tampa, I believe. And
right, because, I'm trying to figure out how they get to 5 wins. Because he really only had one playoff run.
Right.
And that was it. But you had to win 4 games that year?
No, he would have had to win 3, right? So he's been there since 21. So the last time
won the Super Bowl his first year.
And that's 21, right?
Yeah.
So then there's been 2 more years. So
yeah. One year they didn't make it. That was immediate after they tore the team down.
So did they win 2 playoff games?
They won last year? No, they lost. They lost to Detroit last year.
Well, then
And then they won this year. They won 4 that year.
So they won 4 in 21.
Yeah, okay. They won 4 that year.
So they played 4 on Monday, and then they lost last year.
Okay. Yes.
Are you sure about that 27-13, Jack? You sure? 27-13? No, about your prediction.
Double-checking my stats.
Yeah.
So they won 4 that year as a wild card. They won 4.
They beat Arizona. They went to Tampa. They beat San Francisco.
Oh, Arizona. That's the game I couldn't remember. Yeah, they beat Arizona. That's the game when
Odell got hurt.
Yes, somebody got hurt. Yes. Okay. No, somebody there was a controversy in that game.
There was a controversy. I forget what it was.
Either a Cardinal player got injured or something, and Kyler Murray just stood on the bench or something. It was something that happened in that game. I'm sorry. Right. I got sidetracked.
No, that's all good.
I got sidetracked.
That's all good. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Eagles, Rams, Sunday. We want your confidence level. Jack, are we going to give this 3?
Well, we're going 1 to 10.
Do you want to do a number?
I said very confident on the Twitter poll.
Okay.
Pretty confident. Not confident.
There we go. I think that's fine.
Also, pretty confident is your middle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty confident.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm very confident.
Yeah, does that mean I'm not confident?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right where we need you.
Yeah.
Well, because you don't sound pretty confident.
You don't sound confident at all.
I'm like, you don't sound pretty confident.
Nope. I would love to know the team that they would play. And Spike could be like,
we got this one.
Them.
Yeah, we got this one.
In the playoffs?
Yeah.
None.
Of the remaining playoff teams.
Come on, man. Eagles, Commanders.
Houston.
Right. We somehow got Houston in the Super Bowl.
That's the only one. Wait, the last thing before we go to the phones. As far as being, would I be that confident against the Commanders? We played Commanders twice
I'm
this
telling
year.
You, I would not be that.
One we lost, and the other one was pretty close, and Jaden Daniels was hurt.
Yeah.
So I
I'm
super
telling you, man,
confident.
That dude got some magic dust on him this year.
He's a good player.
Jaden Daniels.
Player. Not more than my quarterback has magic dust on him.
Oh, boy. 215-592-9494. Is that Justin Herbert?
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you talking
about?
Yeah,
who's
man?
Your quarterback?
Quarterback's at home.
Herbert's the staff of the 2030s, by the way.
Of the 2030s. Okay, we'll wait. We'll hold you to that in 5 years.
2030s?
215-592-9494. Starting us up. Probably the most confident person we're going to talk to today, if I had to predict, that is Corey in Columbus here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Yeah, we don't want none of them plant-based callers, none of them vegan-eating callers. Hey, I got to address something real quick. You know, I got to play big bro. I got to look out for my young bull. Listen, y'all going to stop bullying my young bull. Listen, he learning. He coming on here.
Which one?
Okay, Andrew. Look, y'all.
We're not bullying him, man. We're just trying to bring the best out of him.
You sit up here and you say you put people in the best positions to be best. You be putting the man on late. He be on the call a whole bunch. And I get it.
He calls late. He calls late.
But you be having people call up here saying you don't like Jalen because he walk funny. Like, that dude, don't put him on no more. You got people calling up here saying, Kellen Moore, if he don't get this job, like Kellen Moore ain't been coaching for 9 years, like this year going to be the reason why he don't get the head coach because Jalen. Don't put him on no more. If you gonna call up there, y'all better bring some good points. Y'all hating on my boy Andrew. He learning.
Nobody's hating. Corey.
Jack
does. Corey.
Yeah, he's atrocious.
Corey. Okay, Andrew let off the call yesterday with, why isn't anybody talking about this defense? Like, where's he been?
It's because, listen, he coming in late, trying to get it. I'm working with him, all right?
You're working with him. Okay.
You're tutoring him.
Good. We need you. Yeah, mentor.
He's going to be there. All right, let's get on Sunday real quick. First of all, Spike, I'm going to need you to stop talking in absolutes, because that's why people be coming at you with them takes. You sit up here talking about the D-line? Like, the Rams, don't act like they, just because they was going up against Sam Fumble.
I didn't talk D-line. Wait a minute. I didn't say an absolute. Jack. Jack said, this is the only thing I said, and then I will allow you to finish your point. But Jack said the only advantage the Rams have is quarterback head coach. And I asked him about D-line, and the D-line is very good for the Rams. That's all I'm saying. I just asked him.
What line got the best player on it?
The Eagles. Eagles. Oh, okay. Jalen Carter is the best player. Yep.
Exactly.
Okay.
We got the best D-line. And quarterback, we got the edge, too. Y'all going to sit up here and stop disrespecting. Listen, see, I didn't want to have to do this today. I thought y'all was going to come out with a little bit more confidence. But listen, I gotta break it to you. We talking about Michael Jordan. Listen, last week, he had to be TJ. But y'all been talking, are we talking about reading the book? Nationally, y'all talking about reading the book. This, that, and the third. Hey, man, it's coming on Sunday. And Ike and Spike and Jack, when we played in that snowball game, who was the quarterback of the Detroit Lions?
Matt Stafford.
Oh, I hope you ready, boy. You don't want to be on the poster twice, baby. So I hope he come up. I hope he show up ready to ball out, because we got – the 100 dogs right for Jalen Carter. Remember that? Remember when he threw him down like a rag doll?
I do.
We got Nolan Smith out there. We got Zach Bond. Hey, everybody on the back seven got a pick except for my boy, Cooper the Genius.
Yes. Yes. We got to get Cooper right.
If you throw it to Cooper, Cup. Cooper the Gene, we got Cooper on Cooper, and Cooper from the Eagles is taking the ball away. Go ahead. Listen, y'all coming into Philadelphia with a snow going to be on the ground, and Michael Jordan leading the crew. Saquon, the bully on the outside. The bully waking up on Sunday, baby. Ram chops on the grill. Spike, you going to have some of them. You going to have some of this meat on Sunday, boy. Pause. You going to have some of that Ram meat on Sunday. Pause. All right? So I'm going to just let you know, big game. We coming in confident. Not overconfident. We coming to whoop some ass.
Corey, I don't like the way you walk, buddy.
This ain't Elliott's boxing class, baby. Whatever team show up, we coming to beat they ass. Go Birds, baby. D-B-E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles, baby.
I can't believe Corey is tutoring OK Andrew.
Love
with
that.
His phone call.
Listen,
how about that?
It's sometimes the players got to take it upon themselves.
Yes.
He's controlling the locker room.
Yes. He's a team.
Yes.
He's a leader.
Yes. Police in the locker room.
Yeah, that's right. That's what Buckeyes do.
215-592-9494. Tell us how confident you are in Sunday's game. Brandon and King of Prussia, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Happy Football Friday. I don't know how I follow that. The only thing that I could say is I am with Big A right now, baby, and we're hyped up for this game. All right, I don't understand why everybody's talking about the parade down Broad Street, man. I really believe, Aaron, that we got to stay focused on one game at a time.
Totally agree.
We need Washington to go do what they do and just win games they're not supposed to win, and come into Philadelphia. I'm on the phone, Big A. You understand? Football Friday, baby. Let's go. listen, Big A on the line.
What's up?
Is that really Big A? Is that Aaron?
Yeah, this is Big A.
Hold on. How do you guys know
how did y'all get together?
What the hell's
we
going
work
on?
Together.
We work together. Oh, we didn't know that.
But who's the better caller, me or him?
Big A, it's not even close.
Stop
it,
Brandon. B and KOP is a Bucks fan.
Give us a big Eagles tail out here in Norristown. Y'all ready?
Yes.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles!
Wow.
I did not expect that.
That was a stunner.
That's the collab of the century.
Yeah. That's a stunner, man.
Did not expect that.
That's like when you're watching a movie and there's a what's it called? When
a cameo.
A cameo, and you're like, whoa!
Yeah, where did he come from?
What's Brett Favre doing in Something About Mary? Like, that's what that felt to me. Man.
Or when I watched True Romance, it was 9 cameos. In that
Dude, that
movie.
Whole movie is cameos.
By the way, good movie. I finally watched it during our
You
vacation.
Enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. Yes, enjoyed I did. It. I did.
You watched it with Renee? Renee like it?
Nope. Didn't watch it with her. She was upset, too, that I jumped the gun. I watched it by myself.
Okay.
It was the day.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a good flick, man.
Yeah, I thought we could watch it again.
Yeah.
It's worth watching again.
You could pop a blue chew before you watch it again.
You got 2 hours of the movie, and then...
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, 2 hours left.
No way we last through 2 hours, buddy.
Yeah.
No way. We don't last. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. I was about to go too
far. Yeah, well, listen.
Shut football, up in there, man.
Football Friday.
Yes, get back to football.
Oh, love this Football Friday. And by the way, as far as Big Aaron, I always just kind of imagine Big A by himself all the time. His car.
Yeah.
You know, with the door open. Actually, because there's always dinging in the background. So to me, Big A lives in a perpetual state of in the car with the door cracked or the seatbelt not on. All right.
Yeah, I did not expect those two to be together.
Man.
That was awesome.
All right. So coming up in about 20 minutes, Nick Kostos will join us. Bunch of NFL games you can bet on this weekend. Kostos always gives you some good angles, maybe a prop or two, and we'll hear his pick on Eagles-Rams. And next, we will talk a little bit about our offensive coordinator, whose primary job this week is interviewing for a head coach job, where his secondary job is preparing for the Rams.
He's on Benedict Arnold watch.
He is on Benedict Arnold
Benedict
watch.
Moore.
Yeah.
I will say,
if
this thing doesn't go well Sunday.
Yes.
And he's a Cowboy.
And if he takes that Cowboys job.
Yeah, enemy number one. J.D. Drew as nothing on Kellen Moore.
Kellen DeMarco Murray Moore over there.
Orlando Scandrick.
Yeah. How confident are you?
It would be worse than both of those.
Yeah,
yes.
Oh, way worse.
Yes.
Now I know why we had such simple route concepts.
They were tanking Jalen.
Yep. All right, how confident are you? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.